Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
So, I guess what I want to talk about today, Andrew, because I'm still going on dates with the sweet lawyer. I brought him to a comedy show, so like out into the world. He had so much fun. I think he's never seen alternative comedy before, so I'm really changing his freaking life here.
Were you performing?
No, just supporting. Just being nice. So we had a cute little date and did that. I haven't heard from the comedian entrepreneur. He's back from his trip, has yet to reach out to me, and I'm not going to text him first. So – just kind of waiting.
That never fails.
It never fails. It always feels really good, and it's a method that always gives you the results that you want, for sure. Mm-hmm. Just in not texting first. So just waiting to see if I'll hear from him. I would love to.
I think that you'll be married by the end of the month.
I mean, pray for me. Maybe. Did I tell you that he's divorced?
No.
That's the tea. He's divorced.
How old?
34. Both these men are 34. I'm dating older now.
Wait, 34 is like you can be divorced at that age?
You can be married at 29 and divorced by 34.
Wow.
And you know what was really scary, Andrew? I had to ask him if he had any kids. And he was like, no, no kids. But I was like, fuck. I'm at the age where I could be a stepmom.
Yeah.
I could be a stepmom. I'm almost 30. I could be a stepmom.
You know who is a step parent?
Who
is Freddie from iCarly in this iCarly reboot?
No.
Isn't
Freddie
that
has a kid? That's so weird.
Well, it's not his child. It's his stepchild.
Oh, my God. That makes me feel so old. That makes
haunting.
Me feel – that is cursed. I feel like I'm going to die, Andrew, now that you're telling me this.
It's like also plot. Like they're mine.
He could be the dad
of a child, though. They just want to have little kids come up on the show. But literally, like, I could be a stepmom, and I really fear for whatever my stepchild to have to compete with me. You know? But like, because I'm also baby, and I fear for them. We're both calling daddy daddy. I'm worried, you know, I'm worried about that for the kid.
Scary.
But anyway, he doesn't have any kids, thank God. But again, still haven't heard from him, so I don't know what's up. I have a date scheduled for tomorrow with a photographer who reached out to me, slid into the DMs, and his photos are so beautiful. Like, oh, really funny. like lots of like real models who are so beautiful.
Okay,
so
models, like, very intimate, like photographer.
No, not nature. No, female form, really. And honestly, I have to say that there is something kind of sexy about that to me. I like don't even know if I – like I don't know anything about him as a person. I don't really know if I like him or if drinks will be fun. He picked a good spot and he was like – I liked the way he texted me. He was like very direct and like flirty but not too much, and then just kind of set a date right away, which was great. I love that. Again, another older man. But oh my God, got it. Exit out of that. Work is over for today. But he
to me, an older male photographer that's like specifies in women.
In the women, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little like red flaggy, no?
He's not that much older. He's like 31, I think. But
still.
They're so pretty.
Okay.
I really thought you meant photos of him.
No.
And they are not.
No. These are all like models. These are all like
ideal
models.
Like, do we even know what he looks like?
A little, kind of. Yeah, I'll show you.
But we know what his art looks
okay.
like.
Okay.
Sort of like the boyhood poster. That doesn't give us anything.
That gives us nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, sort of looks like the boyhood poster. We'll find out what he's like. I need to tell you that it is a fantasy of mine to have really gorgeous nudes taken by a lover.
Yeah, this okay. might be it.
This could be it.
You could just like date him for like 2 months, get your nudes.
And then yeah. get the fuck out. Yeah.
Wow.
But then you got to give credit every time. You send it to somebody girl. New and you got to be like, photo credit to...
photo credit to my ex. My two-month ex.
Emoji. He's like really
I love
now.
It. Yeah, he's really talented and that is attractive to me. I'm attracted to talent.
Wait, don't you think that other women have done this before, though?
I'm sure. Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's the... bane of his existence. The women, they date him for 2 months, 1 month and a half. They get their nudes and then they are like, bye, that's all I wanted.
How long do you date a photographer before you can be like, I'd like you to take photos of me for me?
A week.
Yeah.
One week. Because he already said, he slid into my DMs, he said hi, sent me the emoji with a hand up, and then said, I think you're incredibly cute and funny, smiley face. It's really nice. He actually saw me on Raya. I saw you on Raya and then came to my DMs. So, because I'm not using Raya. I'm not matching with anyone on Raya right now. Raya is a celebrity dating app.
The one it's expensive, right? How much is it?
It's like $30 a month. I'm not even really on it anymore. I canceled my subscription. It's ending.
People make it sound like it's really expensive, but maybe I just like only hang out with poor people because I'm poor.
I don't know.
I think that might be what it is.
It could be. I don't know. I don't recommend it as an app, really. It's not good. And like I'm not even looking on it. So he had to come talk to me on my Instagram if he wanted to reach me. And it worked.
Oh, so he found you on Raya and then contacted you on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. But also no, like not everybody can get on Raya, obviously. And so like I feel like Jenny, saying that. Like, hey, Raya isn't like, I have it, but I don't even like use it. I feel like you're just like sort of like flaunting this like privilege.
Am I being a dick? I'm being a privilege.
Now that I know the backstory.
Okay. You're right. Everyone, I'm being a brat. And I think.
Should we take this from the top again, Jenny?
Yeah, we have to start it over. Like you're right.
Guys, have you ever heard of Raya? It is an app that I'm thinking is very fun and affordable and for celebrities. Dating can be fun and easy with Raya.
Oh my God. I just need to say, okay, so I haven't introduced our guests yet, but they're fully a part of it and I'm obsessed with it. So I think we just bring them right in. Andrew, what do you say?
That's beautiful.
Martin started making noises like right away.
I was being the audience. Noises.
That's not something you do on a podcast. You're
both just being very engaged and active participants. And I love that. And I think that speaks a lot to probably what your relationship is like. And that's beautiful. And they shake their heads no. They say no. Gross. Just for the camera.
Off, we're quiet. We don't talk.
We're hanging on by a thread.
Okay, you already love them. You're obsessed with them. You've heard their voices. They are a couple, if you can believe it. We have the founder of a brand new podcast network called Two Scoops. And she's also a very hilarious and wonderful comedian and making the comedy scene a better place for all of us. And then we also have... Her boyfriend, who's also a comedian, he hosts Who Wants 269, a weekly game show that's also going to be premiering as a podcast on the same network. Oh my God, there are a couple that collaborate. It's Kelsey Kane and Martin Urbano.
Yay!
The crowd is going insane. They love you. They love you so much.
Stop it, please. Enough. We're just happy to be here.
Guys, calm down. We need to talk.
Shut up, my mom.
Okay, well, you two are clearly dating. You're very cute. You're clearly dating.
I don't want to put labels on it, but we've been together for 6 years. Yes.
Wow, my
and
God.
And I know how to spell his last name now.
That's really good. Do you know each other's birthdays?
Uh-huh.
We got it.
Okay, it's a test. Go, do it.
I want to say May.
September 13th.
That's May 10th.
Okay.
That's an easy
It's a Mexican Mother's Day, and he acts like that's something any just anyone would know.
My birthday's on Mexican Mother's Day. Very easy to remember.
I didn't know there was a special Mother's Day for Mexican mothers.
It's in Mexico. That's the day they celebrate Mother's Day.
Okay.
Mexico does it on a specific day, May 10th.
Yeah.
Whereas American Mother's Day, which doesn't rotates. Make any sense. It's the second Sunday of every. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing over here.
Wrong.
But I celebrate
Mother's It's Day. Really hilarious, though, because Martin will talk to his mom on American Mother's Day, like, mm-hmm. and be like, we got to call our moms. And I'll be like, I don't even know why you're fucking calling your mom today. She doesn't give a shit about American Mother's Day. You got to call her in two does. More days. On Mexican Mother's Day, which is also his birthday, and she like is very, it's her day.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
That is beautiful that you let your mom have her day on your day. That's really beautiful. Is
there Martin's Day? He's a fucking comedian.
No, fair. Is there a Mother's Day in other countries too? That's specific.
Probably not.
Okay.
Definitely, the answer is yes. The answer is definitely yes.
No yeah. way.
No yeah. way. I'm really, this is fascinating yes. to me. Okay.
I think some of them probably move like in America and others are probably fixed. Like,
I don't like that it's like not a consistent day of the week for Mexican mothers. Like, I feel like it sort of works on a Sunday, right? That makes more sense to me. No, you don't agree.
Mother's Day is about brunch. It gets to be on breakfast foods.
Birthday every year. This way. I think like God did it on purpose for him.
Okay.
All the other stuff God did was just like a real fuck you to everybody else. But that one worked out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard because in Mexico, we have to go by the Aztec calendar. And so it just gets confusing. So we have to have one specific day. So we
don't Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Stop falling for anything he says.
Okay, I'm like, I'm gonna believe
they're all lies.
No,
you guys gotta Google. The thing is,
I'm gonna believe you because I would never be like, no, you're wrong.
This show is gonna be too hard.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's why you're here, Kelsey, to call him out on his bullshit. That's what relationships are all about.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and do you live together? Is this your shared apartment?
Yes.
You live here too? We live
in a small studio in the East Village.
It's comically small.
And this past year has been hard, and we're looking to move.
So if you are a real estate agent and you are working in the East Village, Alphabet City area, please contact me at kelseylkane@gmail.com. I would like to spend around $2,000 a month, and I'd like to get the biggest place you can find. Thank you.
My listeners are famously mostly in the real estate world.
I have mostly, heard that about you.
Perfect. Mostly landowners, even.
Are they mostly in real estate and then like on Raya?
I don't know. That's if you're a listener and you're on Raya and you like it, will you get DM us on Instagram. Tell us what's
famous
up.
Famous real estate agents, yes.
Yes. And if you're a famous real estate agent, please reach out also.
What is like, is there like a Selling Sunset for New York? There has to be, right?
There's got to be a company that's like a famous real estate company for New York. That's just
in LA.
Cochran Industries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, well, they're like everywhere.
Barbara, Shark Tank.
We do love Barbara. We're a Barbara family.
That's important. So you spent this whole pandemic together. Well, you were traveling. I know you were visiting family a little bit, but you spent most of the year in the apartment.
I would say we probably spent about half in Texas visiting our families and the other half in our apartment inside, not seeing it.
Wow.
To be safe.
And what has it changed anything about your relationship having to be in a pandemic together? Okay.
Yeah, we just like each other less generally.
Mine was so over the top. It was funny. Yours was, I don't feel like the right tone.
Did it bring you closer together, would you say?
Physically, yeah.
We live in a studio, but it's kind of like a hook shape, you know, studio. It has like an alcove, and we did have to put up a curtain. We had to
make our own space.
I didn't realize like I didn't really have anywhere to change clothes before this. I was like, where have I been changing my clothes? And he's been gone.
Okay, so you won't change your clothes in front of each other.
Martin looks at it like it's a fucking show.
Oh.
I just start reaching out wildly.
I can't take the pressure. It's not safe. I'm just trying to put on a pair of jeans, you know? It's like not the best show in town.
I just turned into a cartoon wolf. It's not my fault. It's my biology.
I like be in literally as far away as possible. And I'm just like looking at Martin like from his computer.
I mean, how could Martin not?
I'm only a man.
I put up a sheet, so that's how.
Okay.
And then it's like a silhouette.
That's even sexy. Raunchy. Raunchy and hot. We love it. Okay, and you've been dating for 6 years, so how?
6 years.
How did it start? How the frick did it start?
Who even knows? We met in Austin, Texas. We're both born and raised in Texas, and we're doing comedy in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just mutual fans of each other.
I went up to him, to his face, and said, I really like you. I want to help you with comedy. I think you're very funny. And he said, are you fucking with me?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's pretty much our vibe.
I got low self-esteem, I think. But, you know, then one thing led to another.
So a lot of comedians.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
How?
No way. There's no possible way. Okay. So Kelsey.
For real, he did, these are my receipts.
Oh, you have the receipts. Oh, yeah.
He did DM me on Twitter.
Okay.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I need to know.
I do.
Yeah,
that's what I have.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That's what I brought to you today.
I'm so excited for it. I need to know, Kelsey, when you went up to Martin after seeing Martin perform, was it like at a bar?
No, or... is it the saddest little open mic / show with no audience of all time?
Okay.
And I kid you not, this was, you know, 6 years ago. And I, you know, you'll know it's love because I looked at him do comedy 6 years ago and I see the exact same level of comedy he does now.
Mm.
And literally no one else would say that. They'd be like, wow, he's really grown and changed. I'm like, not really. I think he was always perfect.
I call it my Hinchcliffe material.
Jesus Christ.
That's really sweet. Until you came in, Martin. But that's very cute, Kelsey.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
When you approached, you were flirting. You weren't just trying to be a producer.
No, I was like a little bit of both. He had this bit where he had little tiny Parker posies in his pocket, and he'd say a pocket full of posies and then throw out little pictures of Parker Posey.
Oh my God.
And I just thought that was like the cutest, funniest, creativest thing I'd ever seen. So I went up to him and I said, I just got a job at an office because I graduated from college and I work at a software company now because I'm an adult. And mm-hmm. I have access to a printer. So if you ever need me to print off like 1,000 little
that
pictures,
so
I can.
Oh my God.
And what? He said, are you fucking with me?
Because people weren't really nice to me about my props and stuff. They would make fun of me. You know, comedians. They were just trying to tear
but
me down. That's like the worst bit to bomb with. Like I bombed with that bit. And then I have to fucking be there picking up all these little pictures. So I definitely thought she was fucking with me like everybody else had been.
But she really meant it. She wanted to give you printer privileges.
People keep telling me notoriously that they don't understand my tone and how direct I am with the things that I say. And I'm like, I think you're just uncomfortable with the truth.
Yeah, well, you're very honest. You say things that you are actually thinking and meaning. And also you're very kind. So you're not going to be...
Yeah,
it's not going to be mean unless they deserve it. It's not going to be mean. It's going to be direct if they freaking deserve it. But, you know, you wouldn't.
I'm an avoider. I can't talk to people that are not nice.
Yeah, no one wants to. So, Martin, when Kelsey approached you and after you realized she wasn't fucking with you, were you like, I'm going to date this woman for 6 years? What was your thought?
It specifically. She thought it was weird. I was like, 6 years, no more, no less.
No more. Yeah.
No more.
This is it. We're just making the rounds, the podcast rounds, and then we're just wrapping it up.
Yeah. This is the end.
Well, when we first hung out, she invited me over and we were supposed to go get me a haircut. My hair was embarrassing.
He had bad haircut.
And then I text her day of, and she's like, you know what? Fuck that haircut. I'm not going with you to get a haircut. I'm not your mom. Instead, yeah. How about you bring me a pizza? We'll hang out here.
Oh my God. My
place. And I was like, all right, I can bring a pizza. I worked pizza delivery. It was in my exact zone.
It's in his mouth.
So I go, normally I'd get Domino's or Pizza Hut or something, but I went to a cool hipster one because I wanted to impress
him.
Little
pizza.
Did I know, we just both like Domino's. But I brought over a pizza. I'm at the place. I try calling her. Number does not go through. Like, okay, that's a bad sign. Maybe she was fucked with me. Well, you know what? Maybe something's wrong with the phone. I'm just going to knock on the door, no answer. No other cars around, really. I'm in a neighborhood I had never been in, holding this pizza. And I was like, I'm going to give this 30 more minutes. If she hasn't shown up by then, I am out of here. And then minute 29 and a half, I was already eating a slice of pizza.
I was in the garage jamming out with my band.
I was starving. I was sad. I was crestfallen.
Okay, so I'm like, here's me on the other end. I'm like, wow. This guy's late to my house. I guess I should go look outside because I had been waiting, but also I lived with a band at that time. So I was trying to learn the drums. So I was in the garage drumming really loud. So I didn't hear his knock. And the reason I didn't give him the right phone number is because I have dyslexia.
Okay,
so
wait, I mixed up some of the numbers. This story sounds like a Mad Lib. Like the haircut, the pizza, dyslexia,
a pocket
drums.
Full of posies. I can't.
What is this?
You know, we just, this is all made up. We're not even dating. But this is a lie that we've crafted.
I let him into my house and I'm like, I am so sorry. Come on in. Let's hang out.
That's okay. So I walk in and she's like, have you ever watched the show Friends? I was like, no, why? And then so we started binge watching Friends.
I was like, I've got the date for you for me.
And then we hung out all night.
Yeah.
Fell asleep on the couch.
I think we binged up, 4 seasons.
Kept hanging out.
Oh my God.
That's whatever physically possible is the amount.
I think it was five seasons or six, but it was hours and hours.
Yeah. And then I had to go to a show.
We fell asleep together on my couch that I had a couch in my room because I had a very big room.
Wow. Texas.
Which I did totally scam my band member friends. They definitely did not charge me enough.
And did you smooch or just binged?
Just once at the end as I was leaving.
As he was leaving, I kissed him goodbye.
That's really sweet. That's a very cute and weird ass first date. I can't believe.
Look, I learned, I was like, I want to ask out the guys that I like, the people mm-hmm. that I like, and I want to only go on dates I would like. And yeah. If they're chill with what I like doing, then I could see what's working out. And he was all about.
Wait, so that initially was a haircut, but then you.
Well, I was just being rude. I was like, what if I go with you to get a haircut? Because you need one. And it seems like you need someone to maybe force you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so did you get a haircut or not?
Eventually.
You got 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay. Eventually. You didn't get a haircut.
It was crazy long.
We lived in Austin. It was very in to have long hair. It wasn't bad form. I just thought he would look. I was like, you know who has a cute haircut? Jason Sudeikis. I felt like I could help.
Yeah.
And also a part of this story that I feel like is not talked about enough is so I had just turned 23
mm-hmm.
and Martin was only 20 and he was about to turn 21.
That's important to remember because he couldn't legally drink and you were.
I'm 2 years older than him still to this day.
Still.
hasn't changed.
I did used to when I felt I feel like when I was 25, I was really wait, I don't get to be a teenage girl anymore. And I kind of panicked. And I was being a woman seems worse by a lot. and I was always one day, me and you, let's change our years. Let's do a reverse. I'll take
do
your
a little
birth
flip.
Year. Yeah. You can have mine. Who cares? I'll be 3 years younger. maybe a couple years older. No one will know.
There's still time.
But now I'm very I'm happy to be 29. I'm very happy.
I know. 29's sexy. Me too.
I'm still alive. And like, you know, that's more than most people these days.
Yeah. And honestly, what I knew at 25 was not enough. I know way more now.
I knew very little.
I did not know enough. So it's better now.
I had like the blind positivity of like the naivest person. I was like, everything's going to be fine, guys. We're all going to get our dreams. We just have to keep our eyes on the prize.
We are going to get our dreams, Kelsey. I hope that's not what you lost.
I did say that though to a lot of people that like were like criminals.
Okay.
Yeah. But in comedy, that's like, you know, every fifth person. So it's like not my fault.
Sure. And it's Texas.
Sure is.
Ripping on Texas.
Sorry. Everything's
bigger.
You sound bigger.
Like a New Yorker.
Everything's bigger. In New Jersey, I can't even say.
Oh, well, yeah. You're a Jersey girl.
I am a Jersey girl.
Your dad's in New Jersey.
I know, right? Okay. So, Kelsey, we're going to tell us about your tweet, this DM that you got on Twitter. Where is that in context?
So the time period of said tweet is right when we were talking about between when I told him right away to his face I liked him and that I would like to help him with this Parker Posey bit.
Cute.
So
okay.
This is what was exactly next.
Okay, also hold for one second. My friend McKenna is graduating from grad school. Go, McKenna. Wow. Yay, McKenna. She did it. Okay. That's it. Now I can't watch. I love you, ACT. Can't watch it anymore. Okay.
Here's my question. I didn't read this like super well. So if there's anything that is actually inappropriate, can we ask that it not being?
Yeah, we'll bleep it out.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like I'm not.
It's going to be a big
bleep. I went like 15 down, but that's as far as I went. So, and we are.
I'm so uncomfortable. We are edgy.
Okay. So this is flirting before you've even had a pizza. You haven't even eaten a pizza together yet.
Do you see the screen?
I do.
Okay. I like it. Oh no, okay. How do I make this a little bit bigger? I just leave this. Okay, so you see this. You're a part of this.
Oh, your background's Disney. That's cute.
It is. But just the mascots, because I was a mascot, so I'm like
oh, what mascot were you?
I was the Victorian Gardens bear at Victorian Gardens Park in Central Park.
Wow.
I was also Lady Bear, but they asked me to be the boy bear much more often because I'm tall.
Okay.
And also the Lady Bear, really, the girl they chose would like grind on people, and I was like, I'm not.
The kids loved it.
Lady Bear shouldn't be grinding.
The girl was like 17 years old, and I was like legitimately 27. And I was like, they were like, you just graduated from college, right? And I was like,
yeah,
I just don't,
sure.
You just don't have to say anything, right? Sometimes. I was like, yeah, I am also young.
I love that. Not the grinding on children. I think you let the children learn about grinding when they're in middle school.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready. I'm already reading it a little bit.
Lifetime.
And I love it. So
we've got 2015.
Look at Martin's 2015.
Face. He feels so exposed because Martin's kind of like the kind of comedian who doesn't give anything about his personal life.
I only tell the truth on stage.
Right. I've like seen your set, Martin. I hope that's not true.
But this is
from the heart.
This is his first date. This is our, you know, his first hitting on me.
Should you
March 8th, 2015. Should I read Martin? He can read me.
Yeah, I think we should do that. It should be a
you
little
You can
flip.
Read me, okay? Martin, let's hang out. I'm walking around West Campus. Okay, West Campus is in Austin, Texas. That's like a part of like the college, you know. So he's like, let's meet up.
Did you just like a tweet? Was like that it? Or did you like reply to
You messaged me. I don't know like why you messaged me. I think somebody was just horny for the cows.
And is it? It's 5:31 a.m. actually. This is like, what were you doing up at 5:31 a.m.?
No. This is Texas time. So it's probably like, 4:30. I think it probably... Yeah, this seems incorrect. I think right, this happened at like midnight. I don't know why it says, I don't think this happened at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm like, what are you doing at 5 a.m.?
Walking around the campus.
I don't know, like,
are you a vampire? Are you?
I don't know why my Twitter.
I was taking night's
time.
Yeah, but you're also up. I love it.
Do you like that? I like message back 3 minutes later. Like, I had no chill. I was like, let's do this.
You either just liked it, which would be, I think, funnier if I just saw you like a tweet and I was like, where are you?
I think Martin, I liked a tweet of Martin's. I do think he's right, even though I want to make it sound like he did all the work here because I told him I liked him to his face. You know,
well, you told him you wanted to be his producer to his face. You said you wanted to print for him.
No, I said I wanted to I'm more like a prop manager.
Okay, you said you wanted to be the prop master for him.
Right.
So.
Yeah, which, you know, I feel like to this day he is not paying me enough. I'm being honest. Okay, I'm going to read for Martin. Here we go. Let's hang out. Let's hang out. I'm walking around West Campus, comma.
Comma. Yeah, just a comma.
I had more to say.
Do you want to read for me?
Okay. That sounds about right. Sorry, bro. I'm in Dallas.
Bro.
I said bro, which I do. I showed it to my friend Jamie just now, and she was like, you said bro?
Yeah, you said bro, but I think you're trying to like de-escalate the situation. You're like, I'm chill. I think I say bro.
I mean, I already said I liked him to his face. So that's what's already happened.
I don't think you had. I don't think you had by then.
I like the bro.
Thank you.
It's doing it for you, Andrew?
Yeah, no, because I'm thinking it's like, yeah, because without the bro, like, it's like you're not having fun, you know?
Yeah, I have been told by other people I've dated that my first text message was confusing. They were like, you know, they asked me on a straight up date and I was like, yeah, sure.
You're like, you're my brother.
Well, I dated someone who was not English as first language. His first language was Spanish. And he was like, your text really was not clear. I didn't know if you knew it was a date. And I was like, yeah.
And so far in the two messages that we have of yours in this screenshot right now, you're using punctuation constantly. Mm-hmm. Whereas Martin was only using that comma.
He used a comma to seem cool, but then in my next message, I was like, ditch the comma. She called me bro.
Yeah.
No commas. Can't use commas.
We must carry on. So Martin, oof, Dallas is cool, I guess.
Wow, very cool.
Nope, it sucks dick.
That is what I said.
Kelsey.
That is what I said. I'm sorry, why are you there? And then I said, almost a pre, you know, pre what's gonna happen, you know, with our friend's date.
Mm-hmm.
I put the annoying Rachel face. I was there with my friends and I also was.
Oh, wait, no, now the time is 3:05 p.m.
Right, this is, I waited.
You waited till the next day.
I'm sorry.
You waited actually eight. Did you wait 8 days later?
I don't think so. I think I did this the next day.
I think that's when we were hanging out, legitimately.
Oh,
that's gotta be. That's okay. Gotta be.
Yeah. So this is a response to.
So she never
replied. I never replied.
You must have then. You must have then
taken over. I was there with friends. I was also in Dallas seeing a guy that thought he was dating me that I did not think we were dating.
Uh-huh.
So that is why I was saying that it sucked so much.
And wow. Martin was supposed to get all of that context without knowing.
I was not trying.
I figured it out.
I was not trying. I honestly, like, maybe you didn't tell Martin. I actually, like, kind of felt like, you know, we dated for a long time, so I was like, felt a little guilty about never having told him that I was kind of seeing someone else when we started dating.
That
so
happens.
I told him that, like, when I got very drunk one time, like a year ago.
We just ran out of things to talk about during pandemic, so she was just like, oh, but
I was like, it was like relieving to me to like be able to tell him everything. I was like, and also when we first started dating, this other guy thought I was dating him, but I wasn't. I was just sleeping with him sometimes. And you have to know that.
I mean, we all have someone that we're just kind of sleeping with sometimes when we
Yeah, he was not happy about it. He you know, thought that, always,
that happens.
No, no, not you. Not, oh, you right. didn't How's care at all. You didn't have any interaction or care about
Words
it.
Wasn't but to anybody.
This guy was very sad that I wasn't his girlfriend when he found out. I was like, I'm like, we might have waited a while until we like posted we were dating or whatever, but I think he was devastated.
Oh, no. But he hadn't seen you for a while. I assume you weren't in Dallas all the time.
No, fuck no. I don't know if you heard what I said, but nope, it sucks dick.
Yeah, sucks okay. Dick. Right. So you're not in Dallas.
I don't hate Dallas, I would like to say. I think it's a fun place. I think it's really fun.
Okay, that's really important because famously my listeners are all in Dallas.
Dallas,
Dallas, are you listening? Dallas.
I love Dallas. Okay, so now you guys are hanging out. So now you had one smooch and you ate a pizza and you watched Friends. So you sent him a Rachel.
And I think I'm obviously watching Friends. And so I sent him a picture of Rachel glazed over iced. He sends me back same picture of Rachel closer up and said, he made a meme.
When made you're a meme.
Tired of Ross's shit.
That's a
classic meme. That's a meme.
I was into that. I was into that. Then I said, I think we have a problem, Rachel and Joey flirting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Martin says, did you start watching it without me? What the fuck?
Wow. Wow, you already have a show. I can't even believe this.
I said, no. But Ross is saying it. Also doing a meme, you know.
You two are flirty little meme babies in this tweet DM.
Fan of the word oof.
Yeah, Mark was really saying oof in the 2015.
I was a tired 20-year-old.
Oof.
Oof.
Martin said to that, oof, I have to say this hurts. We're flirting. You're flirting.
You're flirting.
She's flirting. Okay, right.
I said, and then I start, I pick it up a notch. I say, you never should have left.
Excellent. Oh.
Things have changed.
Cute.
Things have escalated.
And he says, I was forced to, which is untrue. He had a show.
Comedy show. That was like in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like a three, it was like South By. That's how I remember when we started dating.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a comedy show at South By?
Whoa.
Unofficial shows that were produced during the same time period.
Okay. So if you can't get tickets to South By, you can go see the generic brand down the street.
This lady get yelled at.
See comedian Martin Urbano throwing shit into the crowd.
We were actually on some of the same shows at that time period, which was.
Wait, this message ahead. I read ahead. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
I was so tired. I looked for you for a second when I woke up. Okay, so he woke up. We woke up together, and then he left. But then I went back to bed, and when I woke up again, I was like, oh yeah, where are you? Yeah. It's probably better that you got sleep for sure. Would not have slept at all. Oh my god!
And now is that a sex joke?
I don't think it's a sex joke. I really think it's about us
binging TV.
Binging TV. This.
I think so.
Or are you trying to fuck me?
I mean, ¿por qué no los dos? I think this is.
Why not both? For
I don't know.
And why not both? And also, and why not both?
Yeah.
And why not both? you know what I'm saying, you know. And then I said, Twitter is for jokes only. I felt weird and stopped watching. It felt wrong. Like, okay, here's me making a joke.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here she is.
Watching my parents in porn without you. That is a joke that Martin would like that no one else would like.
I don't even get it.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard is what he says back. And then this is a later time period.
What do you all think that means? What's that joke?
I think like without you at the end, it would have made more sense. Like it felt wrong, like watching my parents in porn. Like that's a wrong thing to do.
So I think that is the joke, right? But then the without you is the like Martin is actually someone who is like loves an ad. He loves like a next level. So I think I was trying to bring it.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
You're working hard here because you're trying to impress.
Yeah, I'm trying to be cool.
You're trying to be a fellow comedian. And yeah, and Martin hits you back with, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
He loves that I made a gross joke. He loves it.
Pretty good. If I don't know what to say, I don't understand a joke, I say that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. Wow.
We skip all the way to... Are you guys done with this section? And then
let's skip.
So we skip all the way to April 11th. So this is like months later.
Okay, yeah, because you're communicating on text message, I assume.
Text message, phone calls, staying at each other's homes. I think this is where we should end.
This is where we're going to end it.
For the receipt.
Okay, perfect.
Because Martin is cringing more than I've ever seen him.
That is totally fine, and I see where it goes, and we don't have to talk about it.
I implore everyone who is listening to go listen to Martin do stand up and know that this is what makes him cringe, because everyone else is like, the words you say don't.
No, I love it. It's like, it's very sweet that you two bonded about like you're just both being so yourselves at the beginning of this relationship, which is really nice, because I think a lot of the time when you start a relationship, you're trying to like be, you know, like maybe you're not being fully your weirdo self because you're trying to make the other person
I totally agree with you.
An idea of you, you know?
I was so over that. I was so over that I was like, I am just going to be 110. Like, I asked him out. He was never, would you ever ask me out?
I would DM you again at some point if I was walking around West Campus.
In the first place, you know what I mean? Like, whenever I was like, I like you. I can't see Martin going up to me and saying he liked me. We just didn't interact that much.
Too shy. Much too shy.
He wasn't like super chatty. So it's like, the fact that I did that was like, I honestly am like a little proud. Like, I try to like tell other, especially women, I'm like, fucking go for it. Like, you don't know what... I don't play the game of like, oh, the guy has to ask you out. Like, what? No, that's dumb as fuck. Like, I don't know what you want from that.
No, it's good. You should absolutely go after, like, if you're interested in someone, you should let them know and go after it, because if they're not someone who's into that, then you don't want to be with them.
I just think I could have missed, we could have missed having this relationship if I wasn't so forward. And I think that's not something people think about.
Yeah. And I don't like, now that I'm older, I'm really over like playing hard to get. It's so frustrating. Even though I'm currently,
I don't think I ever did that. No.
Yeah. No, but I hate that. Like, I think
I was easy to get. I was dating people who I didn't even realize I was dating. I'm like a very easy dater. But Martin had dated like one lady. Like, for real,
and we're
on
dates.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
It was serious.
Yeah. And then
He went to her college for her.
But in Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah. Right. Do you think you would have ended up going to a school in Texas, even if you weren't dating?
I didn't want to go to school. I wanted to move to Austin to do comedy, because that's what I had heard was a good idea.
Good stepping stone kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
And then my parents are like, you have to go to school. And I'm like, well, fine. If I'm going to go to school, I'll go where my girlfriend is at.
Which, you know, was not Austin, Texas. So he did not do his dream to follow some girl.
But I would have rather not gone to be with her than I would have rather gone to Austin and just done stand-up and worked at Target. That was my plan for some reason.
Yeah.
Work at Target and do stand-up.
Target's the best. We love Target.
Very safe feeling.
But the fact that that was off the table, I was like, well, if I have to go to school,
right.
Yeah. That makes sense. But
then, you know, I moved to New York. Like, I got into graduate school, so I moved to New York. And Martin and I, you know, we were dating, and I was like, we should definitely break up. I'm moving to New York City. It would be amazing.
Yes.
But instead, we didn't break up. But he then later came to New York, like a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always say, like, Martin's been waiting his whole life to follow some girl to New York City. And I'm just, like, so lucky it was me.
But this time it was for stand-up. I moved to a very small city for that college, for that girl.
Like, moved to, like...
But now I moved to the biggest city.
They call it NACA Nowhere. That's where he moved.
Wow.
Like, he moved to the sticks. Like, it's so funny. Like, it doesn't make literally it. I was, like... Went to the big, cool Texas town, you know, Austin. And then I was like, now I'm moving to New York City. Like, I was like,
I know, Kelsey, you're
a small town place.
You're cool, Kelsey.
Thank you. It's true.
It's true.
Tell your friends.
I'm literally telling them right now on this podcast, you're very cool. You're very cool. So you were long distance for a year then.
Yeah, and I did break up with him over 3 times.
Right, really? During the year?
Try as you might.
I love to break up with Martin. It's my thing.
It's kind of our thing.
I mean, if you're in a real, like, you know, real relationship, like, yeah, sometimes you talk about not being in that relationship anymore if it's better for both of you. I think that's, like, super healthy.
And then, yeah, but then you would always end up getting back together.
I think it always lasted about the time it takes to cook a pizza in your toaster oven.
That's true. That's true.
And then you're like, got to hit her back up.
But I was very serious about, like, I wanted to go to graduate school. I wanted to meet people. Like, I didn't want to be some sort of, like, you know, wallflower waiting for you to get back from war. Like, that was not my style. Mm-hmm. I had no interest. I was like, I'm not going to call you, like, every day. I don't care.
That's healthy.
But I feel like I had already been in a long distance relationship that was like, so the distance was too much. It was too mm-hmm. much time. And also, like, you know, I was really young. So it's like, what was I even doing with that? But I don't regret it at all. He's lovely. Great guy. His next girlfriend after me looks
Martin exactly is shaking his like head. Me. Like, no, 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 like no. Me. I know some people.
Nick Kelsey, and I was like, people, good for him.
Some people have types like that, and it's not.
I don't.
Think it's a little harrowing.
I don't think he had the type until me, and then I was like.
And then you change his whole perspective and what he thinks he wants. He's like, ooh.
I was like,
every woman following must remind me of Kelsey.
I was like really happy when I saw a picture though that I was like, I am a little bit prettier. Thank God. Thank Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. The ex who terrorized me the most, his girlfriend, who was, he dated her before we dated, and then he was still texting her during our relationship, and now they're together. They live together and they're together.
I'm but like, so happy if they should have each other.
They should absolutely have each other for sure. But we, me and her, we're twins.
Yeah.
We're actually but twins. We're twins.
You're fucking hot in the
sun. Thank so you. Like, I get it. Thank you. But you're yeah, like she's my like, vibe. She's like my West Coast, like tether. Like we look the same.
Well, you know, if she ever gets out of it, you'll like have a friend probably, right? Like,
yeah. She seems really cool. She I'm seems really with- cool. But I don't know. I wonder what was going on when he went to Paris for a week and she was there, you know, while we were dating. So she's cool, but how cool? I don't know.
What the fuck?
Is that wild? That's my worst dating story.
That's traumatic.
It like, was traumatic at the time.
Like, supposed to be off the table for like being romantic. Like that's fucked up.
Well, but the thing is, I was dumb because I was like, of course he's going to Paris alone. That's normal.
Oh my God, Jenny.
I'm the idiot, so though, sorry. But actually, no. I'm the dumb.
No, you're you're being naive and optimistic and, like, giving someone space. You're, like, really nice. Thanks. People deserve to date nice people. And, like,
unless they're mean.
They date shitty people, and then it's, like, you know, shitty people deserve to date shitty people.
Yeah, shitty people they should deserve shitty each people. Other. Yeah, they deserve each other for sure.
And they don't deserve to go on a double date with me and my boyfriend.
I think that's fair.
We will be canceling if somehow you've tricked us into it. We're gonna cancel. I'm sick that night.
Kelsey. I'm trying to break myself out of having a type. That's like, that's why I'm also thinking about exes that look the same, you know?
Okay. What's your type?
I usually
say it for the pod. Tell the pod.
The pod knows. I like a tall, brunette, like kind generally is Jewish or looks Jewish.
Looks Jewish.
Right. Yeah, there's a way to, you can look Jewish. Like a nice, you know, a nice Jewish boy is my type usually, but I'm trying to be not always going for that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Seth Rogen, look at him.
Seth Rogen is so cute and cool.
He's
now
killing it.
I was gonna say Seth Rogen of a few years ago. No, not for me. Don't call me Seth. Look, but Seth Rogen today with his pottery.
Seth Rogen at his 5 years ago, you do not deserve.
Okay,
Seth
that's Rogen fine. Okay, that's fair. You're right. It's so true. And right, I don't deserve him. I don't deserve him. And you know, like Jonah Hill looks better too. I don't like this crew. They all have had a glow up. I don't like this crew though.
I would watch that.
That'd be fun.
I just got so gross, actually. Sorry.
That would be fun, but also, I don't know, queer representation. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, Martin is like my guest.
Yeah.
Like queer people, hopefully, more than the straights. Martin is like my favorite comedian. And I'm always so like, sweet. What if it was a movie where I write the movie and Steve Martin is your grandpa? You've got like, your mom will be like some hot, like Sofia Vergara is your mom. You know, like mix it all in, you know?
Like you should that, write that yeah. movie.
Yeah. I would be so, I'm like, Jonah Hill's your cousin.
Absolute.
Adam Sandler's your uncle.
Sure. What's happening
Bo
in this
Burnham
movie?
Burnham is like your best friend.
There's no plot. It's just casting. It's
the
only casting.
And
it's just
me in the corner like this. Here. What a great place.
And the two of you work together on a lot of stuff. How is it? How is that going?
You know, it's really hard.
Okay.
You know what? We better not get into it for legal reasons.
Sure. Spent, I'll speak to your lawyer.
I spent the day doing like promo for Martin's, for his game show he has on Wednesday for Rush Ticks. Nice. I don't know when this is going out, but if you could buy a ticket, I'm doing the PR, so that'd be great.
Okay, amazing.
But it is really funny to like, I feel like, you know, because we've been dating for so long, like I was like a lot newer at comedy than he was when we first started dating, so I felt like I really didn't want anyone to know we were dating because I was like, I don't really want anyone to associate me with you. I want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, you've got better at comedy, you know, like comedy is like kind of a team sport. Like if you're playing it right, then you're like, you figure out who your team is, you know. It's like, be the lonely island. You don't need to be a lonely island. Oh, that was good.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that should be in the movie. Good, right? Yeah.
Yeah, put that in the movie. Put that in the movie. That was incredible.
That's in the trailer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's the trailer.
And the Lonely Island's like doing the songs.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I would love
that. Again, it's just like me. Like, yes.
Kelsey just looks to Martin like, and are do you gonna add a quote?
I like it. Oh yeah, working with Kelsey is the best. It's awesome. Never have any problems whatsoever. No, I don't know. I just trust. I trust few people, and Kelsey's somebody I trust the most.
That's beautiful.
That is. I think that's important.
That's so beautiful.
I thought she was funny for so long, and that has kept going. And I think we both get funnier together, and we both get funnier apart. And I'm here to tell you that
yours,
time
yours
we need
sucked.
To have a talk.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Awesome. Please, no breakups right now. Even though it's good TV, please don't break up. I don't want that for you too.
One, circle. Two, three. Break. Set. Let's break up. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I actually have, and I forgot to tell you this at the beginning, but we play a little game.
Yeah,
on the podcast. Okay, you ready games. To play? You guys love games. I know
we
you two love games.
We don't play any love games, but we do play and we do love games.
Okay.
I'm nailing these turn of phrases. Someone should be writing a book. This guy.
So the way this game works is I'm going to ask you four quick questions and you are just going to answer them as fast as you can. But it's both of you answer each question. Okay. So just, okay. We'll see who answers first based on what you're thinking.
We're answering at the same time.
No.
Okay.
We don't have to. Just there are four quick questions. You don't get a lot of time to think about it, but you're answering separately for each of yourselves individually. But you're both playing, and it's called Quick and Dirty. Yay. But the questions actually aren't that dirty. They're not dirty. Okay. Your favorite flirty emoji?
I'm going to do winky face with the little heart coming out of the mouth.
That's cute.
That's classic. I honestly like the two pink hearts, the little heart and then the little heart. They're next to each other. And like that really, like how girly.
Very girly, very sweet.
Two hearts.
Okay, the most attractive thing about each other.
He's funny.
Okay.
She's funny.
Oh, wow. Twins. Wow, twins.
One person copied another person. Very funny. Them.
Double texting, yes or no?
To Martin? Sometimes he's not looking. Sometimes you have to text him fucking 100 times.
What's double texting?
Double texting 100 times. What's that mean? You know, when you text two times in a row.
Since he was 20 years old. Yeah, you guys saw what it was.
I don't understand. What is
explain
it?
To him.
Okay, so Martin, this is a thing that happens to single people mostly, but like,
I don't understand and I don't want to.
Okay, then I'm not going to go into it. Basically, you send a text, right? You send a text. You're in a conversation. You send a text.
You're like, hey, how's Dallas?
Okay. Whatever. Right. Yeah, you're like, hey, how's Dallas? And then no one responds. They're thinking it's 4:30 a.m.
4:30 in the morning.
They're thinking it sucks dick. They're thinking Dallas sucks dick, but they're not responding that. Okay. So it's gone. It's gone maybe an hour, 2 hours, and you haven't heard from them.
So you decide
to send them another text right after you texted. They never responded. You send them a double text.
I think I'm going to know on that from seeing the DM history. I just get too shy, too abashed. I didn't even follow up with a door knock. I was like, I knocked once. I was like, I guess no one's home. So
I guess we're done.
Just one.
He's not even a double knock.
Whatever happens after that. Yeah. Balls in your court.
I'm yes on the double text, but I'm also like, you know your audience on the double text. I'm like, if you really want to go on a date with this person, like try to make it happen. But if they're like the kind of person you can kind of tell what kind of person they are and they didn't text you back on purpose, like I'm spacey. You can double text me all day.
That's true.
But if you're like very type A, they probably saw that text.
Yeah.
So double text.
Okay, last question. This one is actually not that quick, but I'm interested. best advice for being in a relationship. Relationship advice.
I feel like I've been dropping gems this whole time.
I love you announced that you're dropping gems too. That's the best part.
Just like, this one's a gem. That's a gem. Don't miss it.
You know what actually is my best advice because it makes me the happiest. Martin and I really do try very hard to go on dates with each other still.
Yeah.
And where we like actually like do like dress up and like go and have a good time. And just us and not with anyone else. And it's like just for us.
And even to this day, I still have a friend. I'm like, call me like 20 minutes later just to check. You know, if it's bad, I'm just going to say,
I'm going to get out.
My family. And she's like, knows all my family now. So it's a little awkward.
Who is it? Tia Louise? Is she okay? but that's like, I feel like really solid, like if you've been in a relationship for a long time advice. But my relationship advice or my single person advice is I always take the risk on someone who is kind and that you really could see yourself having a good time with, because I bet that they're always going to be flattered if you just ask and there's like no harm, no foul to just being really polite and saying, I find you very funny and very attractive. And if you ever wanted to go out to dinner with me, dinner on me. Like, I think that's such a good move. And I've never, ever seen anyone not be flattered. And even when they say no, they're like, I'm so flattered.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But if you ask out like a dick, they're going to be a dick. So just like, don't date a dick. Like,
no dating dicks. Yeah. I know. It's so really hard. Sometimes dicks are so hot.
You got to get a t-shirt that's on.
Sometimes dicks are so, okay. Or a hat that says don't date a dick. That classic. We'll put it in the merch.
Did you say one?
No, Martin has not given us yet.
He said nothing, right? Yeah. He like made an upsetting joke at the expense of his love.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Make jokes at the expense of your love. No, I think this one's maybe just for people more like me, but don't be a little bitch.
Fucking
bold. Try. Don't just get scared and run away. Don't just rely on maybe I'm targeting like really it. Towards myself.
That's but, good. That's honest.
That.
I love that.
What is like a circumstance of that though? What would be like an example for the listeners so they can
don't sweat the small stuff when the big stuff is really good. But I'm somebody who likes to sweat the small stuff, and it's been a process of deprogramming that in my head, so that the small stuff doesn't actually matter. Hey, maybe just talk about it instead of being passive aggressive and weird about it. But maybe that's just for me specifically, and anybody who's
I think most people are like very sweet, very passive aggressive people. So I think that's really
good. That's great advice. I loved this. You two were so much fun to have on the podcast.
Thank you both for having us. You guys were so fun to talk to.
So happy to have you.
We should all go on a double date.
Oh my God, would love to go on a double date. Oh my God.
I do both very funny in the trying.
Oh wow. Thanks. Ooh.
My boyfriend can come too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he's invited. It's fine. So everyone should absolutely follow you on social media. How do they do it?
You know, you go on your phone.
Okay, yeah.
My Twitter is Kelsey_Kane, and then my Instagram is KelseyLKane. But soon you can just follow at Two Scoops Network on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
And Instagram and stuff, so you should just do that. I don't care to talk to you. if you want to contact me on my businesses, I'll be very engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Very engaged.
No, oh, yeah, she's a businesswoman.
But I honestly might not be very interested if you DM me.
That's okay.
I'm not much of a social media person, but at Martin Urbano and at Who Wants 269.
Yeah. Everyone's got to watch the game show and then listen to the podcast of the game show.
And the podcast is really what's important. So that's Who Wants 269. The podcast on Two Scoops Network.
Coming soon.
It's going to be very, very good. It's very funny. It's just got really good guests and stuff. Like, everyone fun has been on it.
It's awesome.
You're Chris Gethards. You're Usama Siddiqui. Mm-hmm. You're Joe Firestone. It's your...
Never heard of
him. Chanel Ali. You're... Who else? Who
have don't we know got? Them.
We had a very spicy episode of this podcast with Usama Siddiqui. Just reminding the listeners that episode's wild. If you want to give that one a listen.
I love everything about Usama. I get a kick out of him.
Usama's very funny and hot, but I think his dating style leaves something wanting.
Oh, it's
sorry, Usama. Sorry, Usama.
I'm 0% Usama.
Listen to the podcast, like, decide what you think.
I feel like I've never seen him have like a public significant other, and I think that's probably for the best for someone who is living in the moment. I'm like, good for him.
He's definitely living in the moment, but we love that for him. And sorry, Usama, we're gossiping about you, but your episode's very good.
I think he'd like it to get attention. I think that's his deal.
Maybe.
I told him once, he told me I gave him his favorite album that he's ever been given. So
what was it?
I told him, I saw him do a set that really, like, someone who went up before him did not do well at all. And then he went up and just really did an amazing job. And I was like, you just reach your hand into people's throats and pull out their laughter.
Wow.
You just force it out.
Violent.
And he just really does. Like, he just goes so hard.
That's a gem. Kelsey with another gem.
Guys, Kelsey with the my downs. Self-esteem has never been doing better, and you guys can all see it was already incredibly
high. Well, we love you all so much. Thanks for listening. This was Receipts.
Thanks, everybody.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorelick
and produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequoia, JennyCestQuoi on Instagram, and at Jenny Gorelick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiguy, at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.